Ovis Perigdal Mishnah Beis. Ben Azai Omer, described before, Ben Azai is considered Godel Shabbachachomim. The Gemara says that the expression amongst the Amiron was Anike Ben Azai Bishuke Tveria, the depiction of ecstasy in Limanat Torah. Mishameis Ben Azai Botel HaShakdonim, he was the Godel HaShakdonim, Godel Ha, being orangutan and learning. The Gemara says that Ben Azai was about to get married. And the Gemara says that he had to call off the chasna. Ma'esa v'nafshi choshka v'atayu. So it's such a high madrega that it was impossible to engage him like a regular boss of a dom outside the realm of being a orangutan and learning. This is Ben Azai. Havirotz l'mitzvah kalo. The experience of a mitzvah is not just doing a mitzvah. Uberech ben haveru. Now we had in the second parak, Rabbeinu HaKadosh said, Rabbi Aimer, that we don't know which mitzvah is a mitzvah kal and which aver is an aver chamur. But here, Ben Azai is moisev another nekuda, that an attitude of zrizus and running to a mitzvah, what that does is it puts a person in a matziv where he's in a constant climb, he's in a constant chase from mitzvah to mitzvah. Mitzvah gereris mitzvah. Chaim Volozhin explains that every mitzvah creates an aura around the person, and immediately he becomes intoxicated with mitzvahs, the oil that comes down from Shemayim, which is the product of a mitzvah, surrounds him, and it pushes him towards other mitzvahs, and he's in a mitzvah matzav. So mitzvah gereres mitzvah, and the hepachas v'shalom is the ruach atoma that's created by an averu, averu gereres averu, sheschar mitzvah mitzvah. Ben Azai says that the ikur of a mitzvah is the aura that envelops him in this world, not the schar b'olam habo. Schar aveira aveira. The schar of a mitzvah is the experience of a mitzvah because that's Gan Eden itself. The schar of an aveira rachman al tzlan is the aveira because that experience is Gehenna. Hu haya oimer, al tiboz l'chol adam. Not to take anybody lightly. Not clear where this perspective is coming from. That means that a person could say, Pliny, I don't have to consider with him. I don't have to deal with him. What can he do to me? You never know who's going to be in a position of power or who's going to be in a position where you could really cause damage to a person. It sounds almost like just political advice. Clearly, it's not. Really, L'chaim, the Mishnah is coming from a perspective of recognizing the infinite power and abilities of a human being. If a human being is created B'Tzel Malakim, that means B'Etzem, there's a limitless aspect to his existence, because he's created B'Tzelem Elokim. That means he has a gewissa power, and you never know who's going to be in a position like that biyachas to yourself. So, Mela, don't treat anybody with an attitude of zolzel. Valti maflig l'chol davar. Don't be completely overcome worrying about anything. Another way to say this would be alti maflig. Maflig by loshna flogim is to push something away far. Don't treat anything as a far-fetched possibility. Anybody's koiches as a far-fetched possibility. She'en lecha adam, she'en lecha, ve'en lecha dover, she'en lecha. Anything is possible, and any person has his time when he could have a tremendous amount of siyata shmaya and power. Again, what he's opening up over here, Ben Azai, is a perspective into how to look at people. See each single person as a valuable resource and see every single person as somebody who is unlimited. This is the perspective of Ben Azai.